Hello again. This is Nuala O'Higgins from Paul and Nuala Reconciliation Outreach. A while ago, we sent you an email about some pointers for our prayer during these troubled times. People have been asking us, and I just feel it's important to send a podcast to you to emphasize again, because we've heard many suggestions, but there's nothing better than the prayer the Lord gave us himself to pray. But we're so familiar with it since we're children that we often miss and don't appreciate the depth of what he taught us to pray. They asked him, when the disciples asked Jesus how to pray, he replied, "When you pray, say." So sometimes it's good to just stand up and say out loud what he told us to say and to declare, not just repeat in a ritualistic, familiar fashion. This is what he told us to pray with some expansion of each phrase. Our Father, our Heavenly Father, our Creator, Maker, and the Sustainer of heaven and earth today. May your name be magnified, glorified today. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven today. That is his righteousness, his peace and joy he came to bring on earth today. It's greater than all the violence and the shouting and roaring on the media and the internet. We pray, your will, Lord, your perfect will be done on earth today, in our cities, everywhere. Your rule, your ways in every situation. Pray it into our families. Pray it into our specific neighborhoods, his will and his rule, into our neighborhoods, our cities. Our local governments, pray his rule and ways into our state governments and federal government, that his rule may be done by all in government, not only for those we agree with, but those we don't agree with. We ask for our daily bread. He told us to ask, give us this day our daily bread. The bread of his presence, the bread of his help, the bread of his provision, his wisdom, his guidance, and the bread of obedience to his word and voice, and the bread of hidden manna, that we'll have the Holy Spirit inspiration about what the word really says, not just the mind of man's ideas. We ask him to forgive us as we forgive. This is so easy to say, and ask the grace to forgive all, especially those who are different from us in every area, especially in the current political scene, which is so divisive. Then we ask, as he told us to, that we would not be led into temptation. That is, that we wouldn't succumb to any remnant or habits of our Adam flesh or inheritance, or be led astray by the evil one. Then, in obedience to our Lord, we enter the realm of spiritual warfare, when he told us to pray, deliver us from evil. And this is just has become a ritual for many, but it's so important to know that he has given us authority to do this. The evil one he speaks of us, deliver us from evil, is the devil, the father of lies, as Jesus called him. He never gives up trying to lead us astray, even in our prayer. We can exercise the authority Jesus gave all believers to take authority in his name. What does that mean? That is the authority of the victory won through the death and resurrection of Jesus over the evil that affects us in any area of our lives today. Under the leading of the Holy Spirit, let's not forget that our main protection is the blood of Jesus, which protects, defends, and seals us from the influence of evil around us. So in his name, the name of Jesus, the victory of Jesus, we bind the power of the devil over the political scene in our nations, our governments, and in the economic and social scenes in any area that affects us. We command all evil spirits to cease and desist from their maneuvers and operations against the will of the Lord. We take authority in Jesus' name, the victory of Jesus over the spirits operating through rioters and violence in our cities, and command them to cease and desist in Jesus' name. We loose the peace and will of the Lord that he came to earth to bring into all these places. By the authority given to us in the name of Jesus, all Christians need to know they can bind the first three classes of demons mentioned in Ephesians 6, principalities, powers, and rulers of the present darkness of this age. However, we have no authority over the wicked spirits in the heavenlies. This is the Lord's domain. We can ask him, the Lord, to deal with them. In similar fashion, according to 1 Timothy 2, 1-2, we pray for those in government who have authority in all political parties, commanding in the name of Jesus, spirits contrary to the will of the Lord to cease, desist, and go, even among from those who are not believers, whose lives affect us, whose decisions affect us. We also loose the will and purpose of the Lord into their situations and decisions. Remember, the devil already is defeated foe, who has no authority, but for the moment has power. However, we also remember that Jesus said after the resurrection in Matthew 28, to those who believe, all authority in heaven and on earth is given to me. Go ye therefore and make disciples. In the corresponding incident in Mark 16, 15 to 17, he says, in my name they will cast out, expel and dismiss, that is his disciples, demons, and they will speak with new tongues. This brings us to the importance of praying in the Spirit and with the understanding, as is mentioned in Corinthians 14. Prayer is not accomplished through any how-to or rule book, but through the leading and guidance of the Spirit, both when we are praying in the Spirit and with the understanding. These thoughts that we, Paul and Ulla, share with you are not to be a definitive how-to. We're not giving how-tos, but it is especially important to be led by the Spirit when taking authority over hindering spirits. However, the Lord's Prayer, which we are so familiar with, many of us since we are children, needs to be prayed with understanding, wisdom, and authority. God bless you and give us the victory that we have. The victory is in ours in Jesus through his death, burial, and resurrection. Remember, we are seated with him together in the heavenlies. God bless you, and may you have a wonderful time in prayer with the Lord and in his presence.